Yo, what's up, self-care fam? Wiley Hot here, your daily dose of reality with a side of self-love. Let's be real, Gen Z, we're drowning in expectations. Social media feeds are basically highlight reels, everyone's got it figured out, spoiler alert. They don't. And finding time for ourselves feels like winning the damn lottery. But guess what? Your mental health is more important than that influencer's curated vacation pic. Today's RX. Emotional boundaries. Think of them as your personal force fields, keeping the good vibes in and the toxic energy out. Ever felt like you're constantly giving without getting back? Like a human emotional vending machine? Yeah, me too. It's time to ditch that script and start prioritizing ourselves. Alright, let's break down this boundary business. First up, know your worth. You're not responsible for everyone else's happiness. I mean, you can be supportive, but don't become their therapist or emotional punching bag. Seriously, it's not your job to fix people. Second, learn to say no. This one's tough, right? We're raised on being agreeable, but saying no doesn't make you a jerk. It makes you self-aware and in control of your own time and energy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your phone without asking, so why hand over your emotions for free? Third, communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. If something's bothering you, say it. Be direct, be assertive, and own your feelings. Remember, communication is a two-way street. It's not just about expressing yourself, it's also about actively listening to others. You gotta be willing to compromise, but don't let someone steamroll over your needs. Next up, practice self-care. Seriously, this isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about making time for things that nourish your soul. Reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, whatever makes you feel good. Because when you're taking care of yourself, you have more emotional energy to invest in healthy relationships. And finally, remember that setting boundaries takes practice. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Just keep trying. It's like learning a new dance move. It takes time and patience, but eventually, it becomes second nature. Ever felt that gut-wrenching feeling when someone crosses a line? Like, whoa, dude, back up. Yeah, that's your intuition screaming at you to set a boundary. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, who I met at this coffee shop last week. She was telling me how she always felt exhausted after hanging out with her friend group because they constantly drained her energy. They text late into the night demanding her attention even when she needed downtime. It was taking a toll on her mental health. So, Sarah decided to set some boundaries. She started saying no to last-minute hangouts and setting specific times for texting. And guess what? Her friend group actually respected it. They realized they were being too demanding, and their relationship became healthier because of it. See, it's not about shutting people out, it's about creating space for healthy connections. Remember that, fam. Your mental well-being is non-negotiable. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-love in action. So, what are you waiting for? Start building those emotional walls and watch your relationships blossom. Go on, DM me your boundary wins or tag this episode on TikTok. Let's spread the self-care, love. And don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe because we're just getting started.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.